to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I have my lovely co-host, Jessica Park, in the studio with me. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Kevin.
So what's new in your world and exciting? Anything going on?
Well, that's a loaded question in my world right now. There's so much going on. Yeah, I can't even pinpoint one thing.
It's
just
one
busy
thing.
Getting everything wrapped up and ready for my maternity leave.
Ah,
sounds weird to even say that like out loud on the airwaves.
It's right around the corner too. It's in a few weeks,
three weeks.
Wow,
yeah, 3 weeks.
Well, we're looking forward to little Luke or Leia popping out of there.
Yeah, right.
Well, this is our favorite time of the month. We got Gampy here in the studio with
us.
Yes, this is very exciting. We got Larry Green and we have Candace Crossfield, the Gampy president. We got the big kahuna up in here. So
yeah.
So welcome to the show, guys. Larry, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you guys for having us back.
This Definitely.
This is what we look forward to. Coming in doing the show and you know, it's always a good reason to get out of the office and but we're very excited to be here.
Definitely. Well, what's new in your world? Update us on what's going on.
Well, let's see. A lot's going on. From a business standpoint, you know, with good old Green Worldwide Transportation, we actually just kind of changed the name. We're branding our new name. We were Green Classic Limousines, and we've switched over to Green Worldwide Transportation, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Only because we've become so global, and we thought that was a better picture of what we do.
It's a good problem to have.
It is a busy year. If anyone says the economy in Atlanta is not doing well, they're wrong. but it's been a great year, and Gampy has been really exciting too, and we've had a lot going on. We just came off of a great event, the Fall Classic Golf Tournament.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
And it really was great. We did it at the Polo Fields golf course.
Right.
They did a wonderful job. What a great facility, golf course. We had lots of planners, lots of suppliers, great silent auction and live auction items. I walked away with a few myself, and as I always do. I am one of those silent auction junkies. So, but it was great, great turnout, great food, great awards, and we had a really good time. And Candace, you came. You were out there.
Yes, the weather was perfect. I'm really excited about your global takeover because I want to run your Fiji office.
You'll have to be right there in the office next to mine.
All right, I call the Australian one then, if we're calling offices. So I want the one in Australia, Sydney.
Nice.
All right, so Candace, you are the current Gampy president.
I am. I took over just as Larry left office running. So my reign will end the end of June. So we run on a fiscal year, and I'm very, very excited about everything that Gampy is doing now. Like you said, we kicked off Industry Week last week, I think it was, or last week with the golf tournament, and the weather was absolutely perfect. And then we had the very next day a social media workshop at the office spaces off of Peachtree. I think it was 1100 Peachtree, but really a cool workshop. I learned so many things that I was able to take back to my work. I learned, silly me, that you can schedule your Facebook post, which I had no idea what that little clock was.
Can you do that through Facebook?
Was.
Oh,
yes.
You do it through Facebook. I didn't know that either.
I
so
didn't.
You're educating me.
See?
So,
just what that one little nugget I got back to
so
work.
That was a Gampy event?
Yes.
So any Gampy member could have gone to that?
Anybody can go to it.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
So that's huge. Can you go into that a little bit? I'm excited about that. Social media is like the Wild West of the internet right now, and new ones are popping up left and right. Talk about that event a little bit. I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been good for anyone. It was, we do workshops every other month. So this one was a 3-hour specialized workshop just on social media. And we broke up into three areas, one for LinkedIn, one for Facebook, and one for, I guess it was like all the others. Like, I think she focused on maybe Pinterest.
Okay.
We didn't really go into Twitter too much. And then we had someone come in via Skype on Google
Hangout.
Thank you. It was the Google one, Google Hangouts. And she kind of went over all her social media best practices. And then we rotated groups. So you got to spend in a very small group, maybe 15 or so people, with the guy that specializes in Facebook. And then the same thing with LinkedIn, and then the same thing with the other girl. And they're just total experts. That's all they do. They know what time you should post. They know what you should post. They know which days you should post. And they've just tracked their own stuff, and they know what gets the most hits. And they know every little intricate detail. I mean, you think you know, and you have no idea.
There's times and days that are best to post.
Yes.
No, I did not know any of that. That's
so
great.
I got back to work and I got to posting. So it was a really, really good beneficial workshop for all of us. I think we got awesome reviews.
All right. Well, so how did you get tricked into being the Gampy president? How did that happen? And give us a little backstory about
There was wine involved. I'm absolutely certain of it. I just get excited about volunteering for stuff. I'm one of those people that doesn't know how to say no. I love to help wherever people need help. And I got involved initially 10 years ago when I was in sales. And so it helped the business side of things. Mm-hmm. So I would get new clients that way. And I learned who was who to know in the industry. Well, then once I got into it, I actually really liked it. And I really believe in this association. My dad always used to say, do something that you love and you'll never work a day in your life. I'm like, I think I can get paid to lay out by the pool, but that's actually not the case. Whenever you grow up, you actually have to do have to work.
You have to be good at something. I found that out too. I tried stuff I wasn't good at, and I really liked it, but I couldn't make a living.
Well, yeah,
I think we
that.
All did.
Yeah, but then I got into this arena somehow, some way, through happenstance and little nuances that happened over the years. And I was in college, and I was like, "Oh, let's try meetings." And so I did, and I ended up loving it. It's service, but on a different level where you get to travel and. The best of both worlds. I get to help people, make them smile, and I get to go see new places all over the world. So I absolutely love it. And then that gave me passion to show other people how awesome this industry is.
All right. So what's your real job, your full-time job other than Gampy president?
I work for the Georgia Economic Developers Association.
Ooh.
So, which is really cool. And people actually have known me for years and they're like, I have no idea what you actually do.
It sounds very professional.
It is. It's super professional. I help run an association of economic developers from all over the state. So there'll be a representative from pretty much every county all over Georgia or every city that is in charge of helping bring jobs to that county. So when Baxter came and landed in the state of Georgia, the people from that county where Baxter landed were in charge of helping show Baxter what the great things were about that county, why they should land there, what tax breaks there were. And then there are people from the state that help with that as well. So there are people from all over the state of Georgia that are members of my association, and then people that sell to them as well. So there'll be contractors and consultants and help people that help select the sites for the people that are coming here. So basically, every single member of my association is focused on bringing jobs to the state of Georgia. And that really is super awesome for me. I feel like I'm doing something good for the state.
That's an easy job to get up and say, all right, I'm going to go do good in the world. So
you feel good about it.
Definitely. So you guys are helping bring just the Atlanta area? Or are you spreading out to like Sandy Springs, Gwinnett? Do you do it all over, all of Georgia?
For the association that I work for, from the northernmost part of Georgia to the southernmost part of Georgia is the entire state. I have members from all over the state of Georgia.
All right.
Cities I didn't know existed.
Like Valdosta, that's where I went to college. So, let's go into Gampy. We've talked a little about what are the benefits of joining. I mean, we've touched on two things that I would sign right up for: learning social media, events like that, golf. What do you guys do? I know you're connecting people. You said when you started, it helped you get sales. So there's a lot of different benefits there that people don't realize.
Yeah, I think that we've covered the basic two, which is networking and education. You go there to learn how to do your job better. You don't know everything that you need to know when you're 20 or 30 or at 40, maybe entering the industry for the first time. This is the place to go to make you better at your job. And the second thing is also make you better at your job because you know more people. Everyone knows, and I don't know if it's just a Southern thing, but it's all about who you know.
Yeah.
And when you're in this industry, when you're in any industry, it's the same thing. So come here to find out who you need to know to get your job done and make you look good to your boss.
Yeah, the foundation of business is still relationships after all these years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is. And, when you look at Gampy as an organization, it is the pinnacle of network and education in this industry. It is, when you look at the Southeast, it's the largest organization. And Gampy, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but we are now the fourth biggest chapter
Wow.
in MPI in the U.S., actually probably the world. And so we made, you know, leaps and bounds and strides towards providing what our members need and things like Candace said, things they can take back, things that make them better, leadership roles, just learning different techniques and what's new out there in the industry. Just anything that's new to the industry, they'll probably find it first to learn it at organization like GAMPI.
Well, that's a big thing too, but things are always changing in your industry, especially with all this new technology going on. When I normally think networking, I think, oh, I got to go talk to people and hand out business cards. But with you guys, it's more like a mentorship program. I know networking has a bad connotation sometimes, but it's mentoring. You have people that are very knowledgeable that have been in the industry for years, and they are extending their hand to teach people that are just coming in.
Well, yeah, and a lot of them came from an era when this was not a degree offered in colleges. So
you can get a degree
get a degree in event management and hospitality. Now you can. Before you couldn't. And so that's how, you know, a lot of us came up is someone mentored us. We didn't know what to do or who to ask or how to do it. So we mentored. And so we just passed that along to, even though you can't get a degree in it, there's still so much you learn on site. And there are so many people that are willing to teach you.
Do you need a degree if someone was really interested to get in? Okay. So it's just about who you know.
Do you need a degree to do radio?
No, I don't have a degree. I actually have a degree in film. So,
but you know,
it's a similar thing. It's a similar thing. You could have one, but you could get away with not having one.
But you know, with the students coming in and with the amount of different classes that they teach for this, I think last time we had on Dr. Mark Noon with Gwinnett Technical College,
he was very
who
cool guy.
Is very active, brings students in. Kansas State has an entire program. A certificate program, and I actually teach out there. I know. Add that to my list.
Definitely. Well, we have them
the
come out.
Larry teaches.
I know. Scary, isn't that? And, you know, Georgia State has a program. Georgia Tech has a program. So, you know, these are all programs that feed into these students come into the industry, and they need a place to meet people. And especially in this day and age, when they get out of school, you know, jobs are so hard to find. That it is, like Ken said, and I don't think it is just the South, but it's who you know.
Definitely. So what would your advice be to a kid that wants to do this? How do they get out there and start to meet people before? Because I know there's a lot of that scary for-profit colleges. They pick off these kids that don't know what they want to do, or they might not be too social, and say, oh, you can do this. I guarantee you'll get a job. Here, take out $100,000 in debt, and then you'll get a job, and you'll be fine, and then they can't get one. What would you suggest, just if they're interested, but they're not sure if they want a degree in it?
I would definitely get a student membership in all these associations. If you want to, there are ones that specialize in catering, so National Association of Catering Executives. There's an Atlanta chapter. Go get a student membership. Go to an event for the first time. There are plenty of people, like myself and Larry, that would be happy to say, what do you like? What are you good at? What do you want to try? And let us help you get in the door somewhere. We know so many people that we could say that plenty of people are coming to us all the time saying, you know, I need someone do X, Y, Z, just a starter position. And we're happy to spread the word if we meet someone that's bright and knowledgeable. And, you know, we get a good feeling from them.
Definitely. And hardworking, too.
So we can definitely. Take, you yeah. know, it's kind of like our, you know, Candace and I both have sons who are younger. We figured we'll start them now, learning about the hospitality industry.
Yeah, even if they want to do it, it's great resources to have. My dad started me out in construction. He did so with construction. He threw me on a construction site, and I learned so much.
Well, I told my wife I'd mentioned Joseph, you know, on the air just so that when they hear this, you know, that he can say I gave him a shout out. And Candace, you want to do the same, right?
Absolutely. But I don't think he's going to have the attention span to listen to this whole thing. So Brantley does know how to put together name badges. He knows how to order food off of banquet event orders. So he knows what he's doing.
Definitely. And like I said, it's the underlying thing. It's just the tenacity to go out there, do it, and keep with it, even though they're small tasks. But it's learning how to work hard, which kids these days really don't know how to do.
They don't. The work ethic is not what it used to be at all.
I know.
And when we do see these students come in who are serious about really wanting to advance and really – because you're right. Honestly, we get 50% of people who apply a lot of times, students who
– just because they have to.
Because they have to, their parents made them apply, but they don't really want to work because you hire them and they're sick 50% of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know,
slackers.
No slacker, exactly. But, you know, we have a good group of student members in GAMPI who really do come to our meetings. They participate. They They volunteer on committees, and you can't ask for any more than that. Well,
they can,
and that's the future.
You guys have a lot of events, too, that can volunteer to put out the chairs and stuff, and that's a huge thing. I don't think kids realize it. Like, why would I put out the chairs? If you're putting out the chairs for people like you guys have been in the industry. You are the big wigs. I mean,
we can help weed it out for the employers.
Exactly.
This, you know, Mo over here helped put out chairs at 7 events when everyone else, no one would volunteer.
I mean, would you rather go spend a bunch of money on a college degree or get a recommendation for Larry and Candace? I mean,
hey,
that's a lot of pressure on us.
That's a lot of pressure on you guys.
Let's go with both.
Let's go with both. All right, well, let's get into some of the benefits of being a member. We went into the student stuff. What are all the benefits of being a member of GAMPI? I know we've touched here and there, but.
Well, one of the main reasons that a lot of people join us for the CEUs, the Continuing Education Units, we provide those for our members and anyone that attends our events. But they do that so that they can get their CMP, which is a Certified Meeting Planner, which is that specialty degree that you can get not by going to college, but by getting certified in their profession. So we offer that, plus the networking. So you get access to the directory, which has, you know, 700 plus members, almost 800 people of contacts that you can know and trust. And, you know, again, the friendships and the relationships that you build are really, they're invaluable. I mean, you can't do it without them.
And let me add to that, especially since as me the past president, I'm kind of more in charge of a couple more of these tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things when you join any organization, you want to learn leadership skills. You really strive to get better at what you do. So I'm tasked with 2 leadership days. So GAMPI members, people who are looking to join leadership,
mm-hmm.
you know, chair events, get active. We have this to bring in a group of people where they can learn, they can get the skills they need to better, you know, their leadership skills.
Definitely.
So we do 2 of these type days, and that's a benefit to the members too, because it's really open to volunteers who are volunteering in leadership. Plus, every year, as Candace is now president and I'm past president, we're consistently bringing on new boards every mm-hmm. year. And, you know, for the GAMPI members, you know, who are listening, we have our nominations start, people start applying in January.
Okay.
And we actually pick the new board by March, who's going to take over next July. So it's a kind of a revolving door, the different, you know, 1-2 year terms, depending on what positions they're in. So we also kind of concentrate on those areas for leadership. So as a member benefit, you know, those are one of the things I don't think anyone ever gets enough of, leadership training.
Definitely.
Well, what better way to learn to be a boss than in your volunteer role where you can mess it up?
Definitely.
Instead of messing it up.
And you're learning from people that have been bosses and people that have started companies, failed them, then started them, made it better. You can learn from people's mistakes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's crucial, learning from others so that you don't make the mistakes yourself in your own world.
So let me get this straight. So I get a blanket membership and I get access to all of this education and you guys help me through my certification process, which I've heard from other people we've had on. It's actually rigorous. It's really hard to get. So there are only a handful of people that actually have it. So it's definitely a good badge, a good certification to have.
Well, it's so hard to get. It's confidential whenever you take the test because no one wants to be embarrassed when they fail.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of people do. So
yeah, but not of us.
None.
Is it? Do you have to dock hours like in actual events as well as having taken a test?
Or? I sadly do not have mine, so I can't tell you that. To be certain.
I think you do actually build. Well, the CEU credits are what they build up to continue to recertify. And it's amazing because when we do these educational events, when they're learning, you know, they're not just because we want people to show up. It's mm-hmm. because they're actually learning something.
Right. Yeah.
And as we said, if there wasn't new technology and new things coming out every day, we wouldn't have anything new to really give education on. But we know in this day and age, things are changing at the speed of sound.
I can't even keep up, so.
And it's great. So I do believe that you do need X number of hours. You definitely need the hours in the training course, which GAMPI provides a CMP training course to take the test.
And is anyone really offering that? I haven't heard anyone else offering that kind of training.
I don't know if PCMA does it or not. I saw something on a LinkedIn group that was somebody in PCMA was doing, which is Professional Conference Managers Association.
Okay.
They were asking about it, but to my knowledge, GAMPI is the only one, or the MPI chapters are the only ones that offer it.
Okay.
And that's one other thing I should mention too, is that, you know, we are the Georgia chapter of MPI, the international organization. So not only do you have everything we offer, but MPI International.
So I can go to any event.
A whole database. And they put on big conventions too every year in the summertime. This past one was in Vegas, sorry to say. And
not any fun at all.
Not fun at all, no.
It was all education and networking. But, you know, you also have, they have leadership toolkits. They have resources, data, everything someone would need to go in and pick up, you know, additional information they might need.
All right. What else? We mentioned that. What else sets you guys apart from these other organizations?
Awesome events. So Larry talked about events you can come to and learn how to do your job better and get your credits. We have events coming up. Do you want me to tell you about those?
Yes, I would love you to tell me about
those. Awesome, because I really want to tell you. December 17th is our next one. Again, just really, really awesome events that GAMPI puts on. The best in the industry volunteer in this association. And they say, how can we really show off our stuff? And so they help put on these events. So December 17th at 4 o'clock, we're going to do a wine and chocolate event at the new Le Meridian. Ooh. Which is the old W by Perimeter Mall. I don't know if you guys know that. Switched hats. It's now a Le Meridian.
I did not know that.
I get to see it tonight for the first time at the Starwood event. I'm so excited. I know it's going to be fabulous. So that'll be that. 4 o'clock. If you haven't been to the new hotel, if you want to know about wine and chocolate, it's the place to be December and 17th. Now you can do the chocolate, but not so much the wine. Do we have 3 weeks? Oh, you'll be ready for wine by then.
She'll be craving it.
Yes, she will. And then we start next year off with a bang with an awesome speaker, Tom Singer. I've actually seen him before at a conference in Dallas. His Twitter is, if you want to follow him, at Tom, T-H-O-M, Singer, just like it sounds. And amazing speaker, so good that when I saw him in Dallas, I knew I had to bring him back to Georgia and get him to speak at our chapter event. Talks about networking, the best things to do, how to really take your conferences to the next level when it comes to that stuff. Networking, really an amazing speaker. I was floored about how good he was. So that's January 21st. And then our next one where you can really get top-notch education is our conference. And that's 2 days jam-packed of the coolest trade show that the Southeast has ever seen. We're calling it Eventoract. It's April 23rd to the 25th at America's Mart. And it's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before.
And I'm pretty sure that Business Radio X might even have an interest in being over there themselves.
Definitely. That'd be very cool.
Broadcasting?
So we would love to.
Eventoract. I like how you guys put those words. We like how people that put words together. That's cool.
You see what we did there?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, very clever. Sure.
And y'all have first heard it here today about Eventoract. We haven't started marketing it yet, so
we're the first. We're like media partners.
You know, we have to do it somewhere, right?
There are plans of a remote in a limo with Larry as well.
Absolutely. Awesome. Some stuff going on.
So. Let's be specific. We're going to do a radio show in Larry's limo.
Yes.
Right.
Because he has Wi-Fi.
Exactly. And, you know, what better place than go around the city, right?
Definitely.
That would be very cool.
By the way, I got to give you guys a shout out. I didn't even tell Candace this, but having a conversation with a friend of mine this morning, and we were talking about trade shows. And one of the things she says, did you know that Business Radio X was, I was at a convention in Dallas and they were broadcasting from one of the trade show booths and for a client. And so I want to let you know that not only did she say y'all were fantastic, but she said, what a great way as a product for trade shows.
Yeah.
Definitely.
To bring you guys in to interview clients and whatnot. And give them those files. And
excellent.
But she said it really worked well for her client, were handling.
We love to hear that. Yeah, we did Colorado this year, Dallas, and we just got back from San Francisco. So
we did TEDx locally.
Yeah, we did TEDx
Peachtree locally, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
If you guys need Candace and I to help you when y'all go to these like San Francisco locations.
We need great hosts. So
you take us to Fiji, we'll take you to Colorado.
I love that trade-off.
Definitely. But yeah, thank you, Larry. Yeah, we're trying to get the word out and tell people that we're using this to help. It's a lot better than a squishy ball to have in your booth to
as a souvenir,
for clients so they get their audio files.
It's so different. It really stands out. That's a really, really great idea.
Well, I cannot tell you how glad we are to have you guys supporting GAMPI. ongoingly, and that, you know, we think a world of this show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just have a blast when every time we come on. And, you know, we're always looking forward to the next one.
Thank you. We love getting the word out about what you guys are doing, and we just want to help all businesses everywhere just be the media platform for them. So tell their real story.
Well, you're coming to our next social media event.
I'm excited. I need to learn more about social media. I just started the tweetering. So
yeah, he just started it.
I was resistant on it. They're like, no, you got to do it. I was like, okay.
You
must.
And now tweet. You seem to enjoy it, though.
I've gotten the hang of it. It's not as hard. It's not as scary.
I'm about
as I
to
thought.
Follow you.
You know what? When I was telling you earlier, my son Joseph knows social media better than I do, which mm-hmm. is scary. I just learned from him what Instagram is.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And all the other sites and. I'm telling you, I've got a little bit of a learning curve myself.
Well, I know an organization.
As soon as you figure it out, it'll change.
I have an organization that has these events that would help you. So I'm very well connected.
I know. If you had just come to a workshop that Gampy held last week. Mm-hmm. Come on, Larry. Get it together.
All right. So are those all the events coming up, Candace?
We have tons more, but those are the immediate pressing.
Those are the immediate ones?
Because, you know, come on, we don't plan more than that. For an advance. So
definitely.
I'll tell you about
the next event. Okay.
December 17th, chocolate and wine.
All right. Well,
come on.
How do our listeners reach out, sign up for GAMPI? They'd be crazy not to.
www.gampi.org, GAMPI.org.
All right. And if you guys want to give also your just contact information for what you guys actually do for your companies, you can do that as well.
Larry, go ahead.
All right. That would be LarryG@GCLLIMO, that is two L's, .com, Green Worldwide Transportation, full service transportation globally.
I hear you have a tough boss. So.
You know, I tell you what, I'm not sure I like
slave driver.
At the time. Yeah. But, and we look forward to, you know, not only doing that limo remote, but you guys will certainly get with me. And next time, hopefully, they'll hear me. It'll be in the limo.
Definitely.
Candace?
Very cool. My name is Candace Crossfield. My email is ccrossfield@georgia.org. And Georgia is spelled out. And I'd be happy to hear from anyone that wants to know more about getting involved with GAMPI.
All right. Well, let's get that GAMPI contact information one more time for everybody.
www.gampi.org.
Well, thank you both for being.
Oh. And let me add one thing. When you do join MPI, you actually join MPI and designate Georgia as your chapter, which is www.mpiweb.org. Okay. MPI.
But all that info is on GAMPI. We keep make it easy. Just go to one site.
GAMPI.org.
And you can remember GAMPI. I can't remember the other one, but GAMPI, it just sticks in your head. It's so great. It's
rolls
so catchy.
Right off the tongue. Yeah. We did that just for y'all.
Well, thank you guys for being on. It was a great show. So glad to meet you, Candace. I know you're going to be a great president.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you so much.
All right. And Jessica, before we close up, I want to check in with you with your mashup of words, your Aventrepreneurs group. So how's that going? And anything new happening in that space?
Probably not. Not new since last week, but because I'm about to go on a little hiatus. But Aventrepreneurs is an awesome group. I hope everybody out there listening joins it. It's a great space.
I love that you did a little play on words there.
Yeah, you see what I did there?
I do.
All right, well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park, our guest today with GAMPI, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.